no idea that I'm going to sit here. I didn't believe that I'm going to the States. Even next week I have a wedding in my family in Toronto. I told my wife, I'm staying. I don't want to leave Eretz Israel, I'm staying. And she didn't buy a ticket for me. But after what happened, New Jerusalem, this 8 candles, Neshamot Torot, the day of the Shiva, I spoke so many times in Yeshivat Merkav Harav with people that never ever had any connection with Merkav Harav, with Yeshivat Harav Kuk. And then Yudi Zeller, my student from BMT, called me and he didn't ask me, he told me that I'm coming to speak in the States. And I came because I believe it's so important. It's more than important. It's the most important subject in the world. Why Amalek came to attack us? Why? What did he do? No water. Lama Amalek is key for them. Tell me, please. Lama Uba. Ma asinu lo? He wants Eretz Israel? No. He wants our gold, jewelry that we took out from Egypt? No. Why he came? There's only one reason that he came. He knows inside, deep down, or Belshon Chazal, Ihu lo chazi, mazale chazi, his angel in heaven, if this nation, the born new nation, Jewish nation, is moving Jerusalem, Le'ot Israel, and built Mamlechet Kohanim the Goy Kadosh, it's, I'm gone, I'm dead, I'm not here. There is a Yetzer Kiyum, survival, instinct of survival. And Amalek knew, it's my end if I'm not going to attack him. Ul'om mil'om yematz. You remember? Oh, Amalek is up. Oh, the Jewish nation is up. There are two nations in the Tanakh with the nickname Reshit. Reshit Goyim Amalek, the source of the impurity, the source of the evil, the Kodesh Yisrael Hashem, the source of Kedusha Ba'olam. And if this nation is going to Yerushalayim and to build Kedusha, Gamarnu, En Amalek, Milchaba LaHashem Ba'Amalek Midor Dor. So he comes to attack us. If you look at the Torah, the big difference between the war with Amalek to the seven nations, Chiti, Emori, Prizi, Girgashi, and so on. Even on the seven nations, also read the Torah, Lo techaye kol neshama. Lo techaye kol neshama. It's limited. We have traditions that the Girgashi left Eretz Israel, one of the nations, or seven nations, he left Eretz Israel. Soldiers of Yeshua didn't chase him, didn't run. And even if they can't stay in Israel, הקנעני, החיטי, האמורי, יכולים להישאר בארץ if they accept שבע מצוות and they don't fight us. But Amalek is totally different. כתוב, כתוב זאת בספר, continue, ושים באוזני יהושע. It's not enough to write it בתורה. כי בתורה you can read, תמחה את זכר המלאק. אז כתוב בתורה, שים באוזני יהושע. It's not זכר, it's זכר המלאק. Even newborn babies, they did nothing. Because הקדוש ברוך הוא בוחן קריות ולב. He knows that this nation is so corrupt. There's no hope, no tshuva. One of the hardest mitzvot that you have to deal is you're going to speak with soldiers in the Israeli army units. I give lectures in the army. How to deal with this mitzvah? Genocide. To kill a nation. And always ask me, Am Israel shekol kach saval mikol ha'amim to kill him, yesh lo mitzvah l'harog nation. To kill an entire nation, even the babies, even the cows and the animals. It's beyond understanding, nachon? So what to say, to speak, what to tell the soldiers? Tatsiu, no? You have suggestion? Tatsiu, Masho? Any suggest how to explain this weird mitzvah? Huh? Kenny, Mausin? How do I do it? I asked them, what would you do if you see someone with a knife above your baby? Oh, what they respond?
Kill.
Kill him. Kol ha'chayalim amru, kill him. Right away, kill him. Amarti lahem, you know what I did? I didn't kill him. I paid him thousands of thousands of dollars. You know why? Because he was a doctor and he took the knife to save my daughter's life. Sometimes you want life to continue. You have to do a surgery to take away a tumor to save the entire body. Now look into the entire mankind, all the nations, like a one, and it will be, one unit. Mishpachot Adama. Yisrael Ba'amim, the famous verse, the famous saying of Shalakuzari, Yisrael Ba'amim, Kalev Ba'ivarim. Halev is connected to Kol Avarim. God, or if I can use this, you... Doctor, Harav Doctor God. He knows. He knows the patient. He knows mankind. He knows who bochen klayot v'lev. The Kadosh Baruch Hu yodea. For sake of millions of people, for sake of mankind, they will reach health without wars, without cancer, without disgusting things, diseases, peace, real peace. We have to remove this nation. HaKadosh Baruch Hu Yodea, who created us, and who bochen klayot v'lev. Le'atzil et kol ha'enoshut, omer HaKadosh Baruch Hu, tzor lofi et amalek. Yesh machloket rishonim, if mekablim gerim me'amalek o lo. Nedmeh li HaRambam omer sheken. If they convert, they can. אבל מי שלא, אין צ'אנס, אין סיכוי. זה לא כמו שיבת עממים. תוגד ריפות. גם ילדים קטנים. זה מצוות מחיית הבלק. Why this guy, the terrorist, did all this way long? To Merkaz Aram. You know how many yeshivot you have in Yerushalayim? You know how many yeshivot you have in Kiryat Moshe and Givat Shaul? About 30 yeshivot. Just in the neighborhood that I lived, Kiryat Moshe. Why to go all the way to this yeshiva? And from where he came from, Abu Kabir, you have all the way hundreds of yeshivot. I suggest they know exactly איפה הלב. איפה הלב של התורה? איפה הלב של הגאולה? All of a sudden, I will use a guy that lives 5 minutes from Yeshivat Bakavarav. He wrote in the newspaper, after 3 days, what happened. He wrote, I can't believe that I live next door to Merkaz Arab. I never went into it. I was always sure it's boys shtuyot, tzioinim, not so religious, doesn't know to learn. And all of a sudden, I'm surprised to see that Talmidei Chachamim, sensitive, pure, holy, and no one told me up to date whom they are. And I live next door to them. And I grew here in this neighborhood. I never met a Weiss. He lived 2 blocks from here. It's time to realize. יש המבדיל בין קודש לחול. המבדיל בין קודש לחול. יש המבדיל בין קודש לקודש. You have this year Shabbat and Yom Tov. Kedushat Shabbat, הבדלת וקידשת בין קדושת שבת וקדושת יום טוב. It's not the same קדושה. It's not the same קדושה. There are levels. יש גם levels בין קדוש לקדוש, בין תלמידי חכמים. And it's time to realize. So מי זה הפיקסור פה, you know? מי זה? חפץ חיים. Because of a חפץ חיים, הרב קוק become a rabbi. And my rabbi, הרב צבי יהודה קוק, זכר צדיק לברכה, told me the following story. החפץ חיים, כהן, הרב קוק כהן, younger than the חפץ חיים. החפץ חיים ever came over to הרב קוק and said, listen, you are both כהנים. The redemption start, ראשון לציון, גדרה. Wow, it's happening. 2,000 years, people were crying and praying, ולירושלים גירך ברחמית השוב, nothing happened. תקע בשופר גדול לחירותינו, nothing happened. No one moved to earth Israel. Now, God is doing something. מקבץ גלויות. קיבוץ גלויות זה התחלת הגאולה, ורבם points out, בלכות מלאכים. So, now, it's not הלכת על המשיכה, it's time to learn again, הלכות קודשים, תוארות. And they were sitting together, חברותה, to learn about הלכות קודשים ותוארות, הלכות כהנים. While they were sitting and learning, one day, הרב, החפץ חיים turned to his young חברותה, and said, הרב קוק, do me a favor? Of course, yeah. No, I want you to promise me. מה? I promise. Okay, promise me. Whenever any community will come over to you, suggest you to be a rabbi, don't refuse. I'm going, oh no, please. My purpose in life is to learn and to teach. I don't want to become a rabbi. You deal with so many things. It's a big bitul Torah. You know. אמר לו חפץ חיים, זה חשוב לכלל ישראל שתהיה רב. Of course, next year he become a rabbi. In Boisk, in Zeymel, then Boisk. Then a millionaire came over to his family, to Arab Cook, and said, listen, I see that you are dying on Eretz Israel, you love so much Eretz Israel. But I have a lot of money. Go, I will pay you, I will help you, I will buy your house. Go! You don't belong to the exile. You belong to Israel. You're Eshelet Israel. And Harav Kook was willing to do it. But his father-in-law, Haaderet, Eliyahu David Rabinovich Tomim, that he himself wrote 100 books. He was Tamit Chacham, he was Rabbi in Yerushalayim later. He said, no, you're not going. Ata lo adam prati. כשעם ישראל יקצר אותה, you will call you to Earth Israel as a rabbi, not as a private man. And of, as you know, a couple years later he became rabbi of Yafo in Moshavot, and then the first chief rabbi of Earth Israel after hundreds of exile years, and all Gdolei Yerushalayim, even Me'asharim, sign or appointing to be a rabbi. כותב הרב קוק, ואנוכי הנני עומד בתווך. I'm standing בתווך, באמצע. יש ימין, יש שמאל, יש חילוינים, יש יישוב ישן. אני הנני עומד בתווך, ואני מרגיש, I feel all the זעזועים that the Jewish nation is going through. למחיה שלחני השם לארץ. למחיה שלחני השם לאב. Not because I deserve it. God creates me so. And then, the rabbi of Tzfat wrote him a letter and said, I really can't understand you. When we were young in Russia, I learned from you Torah in Yirat Shamayim. And now you came to Israel, something happened to you. I pray 3 times a day, למה שנימתי תקווה, וכל הראשה כרגע תובד, וכל הראשה המהירה יקרייתו, ואז יתעקר ותשבר. And you are friendly with them. You like them. You have a relationship with them. מה קרה לך, הרב? כותב לו הרב קוק, he responded following. Your Majesty, you have to know. There are 2 factors that build the relationship between God and the Jewish nation. A is Sgula. V'yitem li Sgula mikol ha'amim. B, free choice. Ha'Sgula, hi koach kadosh munach b'teva ha'nefesh, bo kol teva b'amtziyut. It's a nature. You are born with it. Kmo kol teva b'amtziyut. Kodesh Kodashim. Habchiyah Choshit, it's human being. It's you choose, you can be Tzadik, Rasha, Beinoni, whatever you want. Hasgula, harbe yoter. Dominate, איך אומרים? בדיוק. Dominanti. Harbe yoter chazak, eitan, nitzchi, that's a free choice. And God, during the generations, sometimes there are generations with unique Sgula, and the free choice is less, and sometimes the free choice is more stronger than the Sgula. And according to Zohar HaKadosh, according to Chazal, the time of the redemption, כמו שכתוב בזוהר הקדוש, דרה דאיקוותא דמשיחא, ביש מלבר, bad evil outside, טוב מלגב, pure inside. And these are the נשמות that we have to deal with. And God sends them to rebuild Earth Israel. Without Torah, without Tfilin, without Yom Kippur, without Shemitah. And our job, and our duty is to mekar them, to bring them to themselves, to the Kedusha. Veshiv levavot al banim velevanim al avotam. And if you, your majesty, the rabbi in Tzfat, and the rest of Gdolei Israel would follow my footsteps and come with me together, to penetrate, to put Kedusha into this Zionist movement, the redemption will come smooth, much less painful, with a lot of miracles. And I'm sure, 100%, the day will come and all of you will open the eyes and admit that my way is the right way. I'm sure that most of you are familiar with the book Emma Banim Smecha, that my dear student Moshe Lichtman translated to English. And in the old edition, page 18, he confessed that he was against Zionist movement, like many rabbis, and he did his biggest mistake in life. Merkaz Arab, the people in Jerusalem, I have to tell you a private story. My daughters, two of them, were in Gush Katif, in Netzarim, not just Gush Katif, Netzarim. You cannot go out and you cannot go in without escort, with soldiers. It's impossible. 3 years ago, Shvi Shel Pesach, terrorists came into Netzarim. There was fog. You cannot see 1 meter. I remember I was sitting in a house in Netzarim, and all of a sudden the loudspeaker says, we have to close the lights and to close everything because some people enter Netzarim. Shvi Shel Pesach. My gun was not with me. I left it my brother-in-law in Netzarim. I was sitting with my kids, and they are here inside the settlement. And then my little girl came over to me. Abba, don't worry, she took a broom. I will protect you. I was so scared. Baruch Hashem, they found that they killed them. 4 they were killed, and the other ran away. But this is daily life in Netzarim. When we were taken out from Netzarim, the officer came to the caravan, one of my daughters was living caravan, the other the house. And we took off my grandsons and my daughter, and we start to move to Beit Knesset. Everyone is crying. And then we moved toward the Knesset, and another group of soldiers and officers came to another family and took them this force outside of the building. And the mother came out, and she saw these soldiers and officers and soldiers, girls, and she screams, Ani sonet otchem! Ani sonet otchem! I left my family. I came back to the family. This family. Amati, listen, I know her well, I know Nakirota. No, don't say it. Please don't say it. It's not right. At lo sonet otam. Gam ani lo sonet otam. Ani sonet et ma shehem osim. We hate what they are doing. We don't hate them. Because last week they rescued their lives to protect us. And later on they are going to continue in the army to protect us. And they are willing to risk their life for us, for Medinat Israel, for us. At lo sonet otam, at sonet et ma shehem osim. And the problem is not that they took us, my daughters, my family, my friends from Netzarim, from Gush Katif. The problems are going to take out the Shechina, the divine presence from Netzarim. the most important event, not just for us, for the mankind, since Hanukkah Purim is the rebirth of the Jewish state. What do I mean? Why? Because God's decision is that America, China, Japan, all over the globe won't be healthy, won't be pure, won't be peaceful unless Eretz Israel is in our hands with Bet HaMikdash, Ki Mitzion Tetzeh Torah U'Dvar Hashem Yerushalayim. Or as God told Abraham Avinu, first meeting, go, leave your homeland, you leave your family, El Arta Sharaeka, Ve'ezcha Ligoy Gadol, Ve'nivrechu Becha Kol Mishpachot Adama. All the nations are going to be blessed through your descendants. It's us, it's Medinat Israel. And if we would cry, like we are crying about our house in Netzarim, about the temple, Beit HaMikdash, זה הבעיה, השכינה. הקדוש ברוך הוא גואל אותנו, הקדוש ברוך הוא מביא אותנו לארץ ישראל, הקדוש ברוך הוא נותן לנו הרבה ברכה, מביא אותנו לירושלים, and not the Romans, and not the Greeks, and not the Bavlim, Jews! Uproot Jews! From ארץ ישראל. It's the opposite of the direction of the Geula. You're going reverse בגאולה. This is the problem. I'm not thinking about the problem, the problem that we have still with the families that are not settled yet. I'm not thinking about they lost not just a lot of money. Many houses were broken. Many kids become not religious. I'm not thinking about this little. I think about the entire concept of go back Geulat Israel, which is Geulat HaShechinah. Because Mesilat Yesharim, that all over the globe you have Mesilat Yesharim, there is one yeshiva without yeshiva. Hav Kuk, it's not familiar yet. I know that most of the yeshivot in the world, they don't have Hav Kuk yet. It must change, that it will change. But Mesilat Yesharim, all over the globe. מה אומר המסילת ישרים? There are two types of חסידים. A, חסיד שלומד תורה לשמה. Very מדקדק במצוות. בין אדם לחברו, בין אדם למקום. Why? אני קרבת אלוקים לבטוב. I want to be close to God. This world and the world to come. אומר המסילת ישרים, it's very high level. אני רוצה להיות קרוב לשם. מה חובתו של אדם בעולמו? The beginning of מסילת ישרים. מה חובתו של אדם בעולמו? Beginning of מסילת ישרים, להתענג על השם. Very high level. אומר המסילת ישרים, סוף סוף, it's not the best, because you are selfish. You want to be close to God. What about other Jews? What about mankind? What about the entire world? החסידים האמיתיים, המסילת ישרים says, שעבדו קשה, toil a lot to get and to reach this level, and there are few. הם עובדים רק למען דבר אחד, קודש הבריחו, for sake of God. כל מעשיך לשם שמיים. כל מעשיך לשם שמיים. And then I quote מסילת ישרים. תלמיד חכם כזה שלומד תורה לשמה, מתפלל על קיבוץ גלויות, מתפלל על בניין ירושלים, על בניין בית המקדש, תלמיד חכם כזה זוכה לרוח הקודש בדברים שלו. זוכה לרוח הקודש בדברים שלו. ואז אומר המסילת ישרים, זה עוד תנאי אחד לחסיד כזה, another condition, another תנאי בחסידות הזאת, להיות קשור אל הדור כולו, להיות קשור אל הדור כולו, צדיקים, בינוניים ורשעים. הוא מביא שם את הדוגמה מסוכות, ערבה, אין טעם, אין ריח, אמפטי. להיות מחפר על הרשעים, לאהוב אותם, לקרב אותם, להציל אותם. And then, המסילת ישרים says the following sentence. למה הוא מצפה לגאולה? למה הוא מצפה לקיבוץ גלויות? למה הוא מצפה לבניין ירושלים? I quote, שהרי אי אפשר, it's impossible, לכבוד העליון, כבוד השכינה, להופיע בעולם, להיות מלא עולם, אלא, the only condition, בגאולתם ושלוותם של ישראל, שזה קשור בזה באמת. It's God's decision. אם כל היהודים יהיו קדושים וטהורים בכל העולם ולא בישראל, העולם יהיה מלא מלחמות. העולם יהיה מלא מחלות, מלא זנות. העולם לא יהיה טוב. The only way is שם יש חלגוי קדוש. אתם יודעים שבתורה לא כתוב ירושלים חוץ משלם, אבל זה לא ירושלים. איך כתוב בתורה ירושלים? איך, לא, לא כתוב ירושלים בתורה, בנך כתוב, כתוב, אבל בתורה איך כתוב? לא כתוב ירושלים. ובאת אל המקום אשר יבחר השם. המקום, בהי הידיעה, המקום, הלב של העולם, הנשמה של העולם, זה אבן השתייה. אבן השתייה, רבותיי, אני מודיע לכם, באבן השתייה אין קוק ואין ג'ינג'ר אייל. באבן השתייה אין אפילו מים. זה מלשון תשתית, יסוד. כשהקדוש ברוך הוא החליט, decided to create this world, the cornerstone was אבן השתייה. ואדם נברא ממקום כפרתו, מהאדמה של בית המקדש, הנשמה מתחת כיסא הכבוד, משמי שמי שמיים. הגוף מירושלים, מהר הבית. And the purpose is, המקום הזה קדושה לכל העולם. איך? על ידי עם ישראל. עכשיו תבינו, זה הבעיה. מי הוא הרב של הגאולה? זה הרב קוק. הערבים יודעים, הם יודעים deep down. Ben David doesn't care. Listen, what happened to me? After 2 weeks, what happened in Gush Katif? I was in Jerusalem. I went to visit relatives in Jerusalem. And the entrance of the house, the building, was Mazal Tov, Shalom Zachar. Everyone is invited to Shalom Zachar. Koma Shlishit. Shalom Zachar. I don't know this family, so I didn't... לא חשבתי ללכת. But I went to the Tzila. In the Tzila, Rabbi came over to me. Ah, I see that you are staying with this house in... So come over, תגיד מזל טוב. אמרתי לך, בבקשה, למה לא? מרבים שלום בעולם. So I was sure that I'm going upstairs for 2 minutes. מצוות היום ארבס. And to go down. I spent there a lot of time. You know why? The Saba of the newborn is teaching in Yeshiva in Yerushalayim. He's a Tamid Chacham Gadol. He goes, היה לך קשר לגוש קטיף? אמרתי לו, כן. My daughter's brother. So he goes, אתה יודע שזה מגיע לכם? You know that you deserve it? And then I was astonished. Believe me, my heart started to pump. And I said, סליחה כבודו, what do you mean? הוא אומר לי, מי התיר לך לסכן את בנותיך ונכדיך במקום מסוכן? Who allowed you to put your daughter there? אמרתי לו, סליחה, אדוני, many more people were killed in Jerusalem than in Gush Katif. Mi yiteh lecha liyot Jerusalem? He goes, אתה לא מבין? When I came to Jerusalem, it was peaceful. So I can hear, it was not piguin. So I can stay, but you went there. Matthew, when we came to Gush Katif, it was not this way. It was peaceful. B, if not people 100 years, through the 100 years, last 100 years, doesn't have Mesirut Nefesh, you and me and all of us would be here. אומר כן, אבל זה... anyhow, זה מדינה לא טוב, זה... בין כל מדינה זה חילוני, זה לא גאולה. Guys, simple Hebrew. Simple Hebrew. מה זה גלות? Exile, out of your homeland, all of the world. מה זה גאולה? זה opposite process. How many Jews lived in Jerusalem 100 years ago? How many Jews?
10,000?
Less. How many Jews were in Jerusalem when I was born there in 43? No, more. A little bit more. A little bit more. I guess it was about 40. Ulalo, 30. How many people lived in Jerusalem when my son, that is now officer in tanks, when he was born in Jerusalem? 150,000. How many Jews are now in Jerusalem? Kama? 700,000 almost. The biggest city in the Eretz Yisrael today. When I was a kid, it was the third city. Now it's the biggest. When I was in teenage, I knew all the streets of Jerusalem. No, I don't know most of them, Baruch Hashem. One of my relatives came to my house in Kiryat Moshe, that few of you know what I'm talking about. And all of you argue about the redemption. I took him on the roof. Alaga, very high spot. And I asked him, look around. You see the Ramot? 30,000 children in Ramot? I, as a soldier, was lying ambushed in Kingdom of Jordan in what is today Ramot. With hundreds of synagogues and yeshivot. And look at the other way, Gilo. In Six-Day War, I was shooted from Gilo. They tried to kill me from Gilo in the beginning of Six-Day War. Look what is there today. מה זה? איך קוראים לזה? You know what he said to me? You won't believe it. ניסיון להשם, עשה שטן. So what to respond? אתם יודעים מה אמרתי לו? Wow! Now I'm sure it's redemption. Im HaSatan Baal Tshuva? And he's building Yerushalayim? Ze vaday geula. En geula yotzer gdola mizot. So I'm like, ah, tof, tof, ata bed im hashtiyot olcha. Amati, lo. Bdichot. Amati, lo, it's not bdicha. Everyone that knows a little bit history, and as a soldier for Six-Day, Yom Kippur, Lebanon, all time Lebanon, four wars, I can tell you, without God, no way to win the wars. We had a little bit to God. HaKadosh Baruch Hu bana et המדינה הזאת. HaKadosh Baruch Hu שומר על המדינה הזאת. Daily life. I have at home book about the Nirgaz that it happened in Netzarim. Book! Daily life! I experience it. Yes, גם הרוגים. But if you look at the whole, it's unbelievable what God is doing with us. זה גאולה. אבל מה הבעיה? הגיע הזמן להביא קדושה לתוך המדינה הזו. הרב קוק wrote a letter that when I was in מרכז הרב as a student, I told my friends, this letter doesn't make sense. I can't understand the Rav Kook, what's going on here. He wrote in this letter the following. This letter was, he wrote 98 years ago. And he writes the following. If we, it means Talmidei Chachamim, we, it means the religious people that believe in God, if we are not going to help and to save and to penetrate Kedusha into this Zionist movement, and on the other hand, this Zionist movement, secular, that speaks Hebrew, that deals with the history, Hebrew, tradition, and Maccabim, the Chag HaShavuot, a certain type, and that outside it seems Jewish, but inside it's totally secular state. If this situation will continue, the Zionist movement will reach the day hatred to Jews and Eretz Israel. Guys, I'm kibbutznik. In the army I was with unit with all kibbutznikim. Not religious. Gan Shmuel, Yad Mordechai, Maoz Chaim, Afikim. Love Eretz Israel. Love Eretz Israel. Love the Jewish state. What Rav Kook is speaking about? But we reached this level. Today, they don't want to go to the Israeli army. They're not volunteered to the best unit. Not all of them. Today, the best soldiers, it's us, Talmidei Rav Kook. I lost in Lebanon War, the second Lebanon War, few of my students, Talmidei Chachamim, Sadikim, Giborim, Kedoshim Vetehorim. Now I have to go backwards to Atzmona. Gam ken settlement in Gush Katif, as you know. Maybe it's this state, it was maybe after Chodesh. My students were sitting and learning in Beit Midrash in Atzmona, the settlement of Atzmona. Prepare themselves to Leila Seder. They are learning Haggadah. Midnight. And a terrorist came, and the same what he did in Merkaz, he came into the Beit Midrash and started to shoot and throw grenades into the Beit Midrash. And 5 boys were killed, and many others were wounded. You remember this, or it's, since then, you're out of there, but I remember, I was Shabbos in Shalabim Yeshiva, and I said Shabbos, I heard in the news what happened. The funeral in Yerushalayim, one of the boys, Eran, the family made Aliyah from France years ago, the father is a doctor in Shari Tzedek. The mom, at the funeral in Yerushalayim, said the following. Eran, אני מכירה אותך 18 שנה. I know you very well, 18 years. Eran, קשה לי. But I know for sure, when God asked 5 guys to volunteer, to give their lives for sake of מדינת ישראל, for sake of the redemption, for sake of גאולת ישראל, you were the first one to volunteer. I'm proud of you. צריך להבין, אנחנו, it's not coincidence that we are in this generation. Most of you, if not all of you, familiar with the Gemara in Sanhedrin, that some Amoraim says, Yetei ולא אחמיני. You understand what I'm saying? They will come, Mashiach will come, I don't want to live in this time. Yetei, שיבוא, לא אחמיני, I don't want to see it. I don't want to live at this point of history. I want to see Holocaust. No way. I want to see what's going on in Israel. No way. Yetei ולא אחמיני. Then Rav Yosef stood up. I'm willing. I hope. Yetei. הלוואי שיבוא ואזכה ואשן בתוליתא דחופיתא דחמרי. It will be חומר, a lot of חומריות, גשמיות in this generation. Many problems, many complications. הלוואי ואזכה ואשב בצל חמורו של משיח. Because Rav Yosef always looks inside, deep down, like the Zohar Kadosh. This pure generation, outside disgusting, inside pure. And he knew what he's talking about. הלוואי ואזכה לשבת בדור הזה. Months ago, I lost two friends in Hebron, next to Hebron. David Rubin ואחיקם עמיחי. Friday, they went hiking next to Hebron. You know all, you familiar with what I'm talking about?
Yeah.
David ואחיקם. And they met a shepherd or Arab. And he started to argue what to do. As David said, leave him alone, Ustamro, hey, he was nice. They continued to move. And this guy called his friends. They came with Land Rover Jeep. They waved to them, passed them, and after 2 minutes they opened the back window and killed them. I know the families years ago. David, he joined the most hard unit in the Israeli army, the commander of the navy, Shayetet 13. His officer told us after. He interviewed him when he drafted the Israeli army. למה אתה רוצה ללכת לשייטת 13? אתה יודע שקשה להיות דתי בשייטת 13? It's very hard to be religious in this unit. So David said, of course I know. And therefore I'm going to Shayet 13. Because the Torah wants me to give the most that I can. I feel I have the strength to join this top hard unit. And he told the officer, if I will join this unit and I feel that I'm going down the Yirat Shamayim, the Mitzvot, I'm leaving. And he didn't leave. The opposite. He affect people around him to become closer to Yadut. So, Amoraim can argue, Yete v'achminei, Yete lo achminei. Kahal Kadosh, we don't have free choice. We are in this generation. We don't have free choice. And you cannot participate the most important process of the Geulat Israel. Each one according to what he can. They asked me lately to speak in two yeshivot in American program in Israel. It's Shana Bet, guys. So I'm going back to the States. I told them, okay, many of you are not going to YU. Some of you are going to BU, Columbia, Princeton, Yale, Philadelphia. If you're going to any university, after you spend 1 year in Israel, and you are concerned about your degree, your career, and you don't speak and bring Jews around you, hundreds, a little bit to themselves, it's a crime. It's against what we believe. Don't be selfish, Misilat Yesharim. You can do it. זה לא צודק. אנא עבדא דקודשא שבריחו. We are 30 יום לפני החג, עוד מעט חג החירות. מה זה חג החירות? Get rid of the חמץ, get rid of the evil, get rid of the your Amalek that is the inside. חג החירות it means עבד השם. עבדיים ולא עבדים לעבדים. And what's the master word for? מה הקב"ה רוצה מאיתנו? Each one according to his power, his talent, his whatever he can, to help the process of the redemption. To be part of it. Not to stand by. Chas v'shalom, you can do it. Lo bishel ze noladnu. One of the biggest miracles in the universe, biggest miracles, from Adam v'chava. Kama descendants yesh, through the generations, כמה אנשים, ילדים, בטעם, כמה נולדו מאז אדם וחווה, כמה אנשים באו לעולם מאז אדם וחווה? כמה?
הרבה.
I agree. Guys, millions of billions. האם אתם יודעים שאין שניים אותו דבר? נכון? I can prove it שאין שניים אותו דבר. You know, from Sunday I can prove it. I came to a Kennedy airport. Kennedy airport. I give the passport. The guy look at me. Put your finger here. I didn't know what I did. Push. Pashti. Push. Push. Look here. Picture. Why? Why? I did something wrong? No. But let's say there's a chance that are two people like me in the world. They're wasting time and money. נכון? נכון או לא? אין שני בני אדם שווים בעולם. What each one of us can add to the Jewish nation, can add his own kedusha, his own talent, his own purity to the world, no one can do. לא רש"י, לא תוספות, לא הרב אליהו, לא הרב קוק, לא החפץ חיים. You, only us. זה חג החירות. Find out your purity, your goodness that God gives you, your holiness, and not just keep it for yourself. So I eat kosher, I have Shabbat, I have my kids in... What about... להתפלל. You know, I spoke with the kids of Dimona, they came to Jerusalem to get סידורים. ברבנות הראשית בירושלים. You know what I told the kids? You have סידור חדש? ילדים טובים, do me favor. Don't learn from us how to pray. Say word by word. Mean it. Understand it from the depths of the heart. This week I was in תפילת מעריב. The entire Tfilat Ma'ariv was 5 minutes. Believe it or not. 5 minutes, entire Tfilat Ma'ariv. Guys, where you put Kavana? Where you put Kavana there? Okay, V, I did Ma'ariv. Okay, check, V, I did Tfashari. Okay, I'm... לא יכול להיות. It's not fair. I have to go, okay. בסדר. אתם שומעים צדיקים. I came all the way here from Jerusalem to remind ourselves לעבוד יותר את השם. בשביל זה נולדנו. אנא עבדא דקודשא בריחו. חג החירות. להיות יותר אתה ולהיות יותר אנחנו. בגלל, without unity, without spreading קדושה, there's no... The process of the redemption will take more time and more blood. I want to end with Divrei Kodesh al Or HaChaim HaKadosh. Or HaChaim HaKadosh, בפרשת ויחי. בברכת יהודה, אוסרי לגפן עירו ולסורקה בני אתונו, כיבש ביין לבושו, continue, ובדם ענבים סוטו. אומר אור החיים הקדוש, מה זה דם ענבים? מה זה דם ענבים? It's grape juice, it's wine. Why to use this term, דם? אומר אור החיים הקדוש, הגאולה האחרונה, the final redemption that we are looking forward, we are praying for it. הגאולה האחרונה צריך שתהיה ביד ישראל עסק התורה והמצוות. כיבס ביין לבושו ותלבש אסתר מלכות. יינה של תורה, ואז תבוא הגאולה with huge miracles, without suffering. כיבס ביין לבושו. But אם יראה האדון ברוך הוא, if God will see, that redemption is coming. It's time of גאולה. But we don't have enough תורה ומצוות. In the Jewish nation, the redemption will come with blood. Because there are two ways to purify the Jewish nation. Torah and mitzvot, in lot suffering, yisurim. And each one of that learned with me, Masechet Brachot in DMT, remember, we learned, Masechet Brachot, Perek Aleph, שלוש מתנות טובות הקדוש ברוך הוא נתן לישראל. Three gifts God gave to the Jewish nation. תורה, ארץ ישראל הנולד הבא. And to inherit it, we have to suffer. How much suffering? It depends each one of us. יותר תורה, יותר קדושה, less suffering. זה האמת. וזה האמת, וזה צריך לעשות את זה daily life. זה לא איזה משהו אבסטרקט. אני אומר לכם, הילדים האלה, אתם יודעים למה הם היו בספרייה? Why not in bed metrash? The only reason was the very same time, supposed to start 5 minutes later, the party of מסיבת ראש חודש, מי שנכנס לדר מרבים שמחה. And the other guys were preparing the stage and the seats and the band and איך אומרת, תזמורת. And two of them, they just said, wow, Rosh Chodesh Adar, we have to finish Masechet Megillah. So they took Masechet Megillah and went to the library to finish. We have half an hour. There are people, enough people that give this, what's going on Beit Midrash? We have עוד קצת כמה דקות to finish Masechet Megillah. And these two people, the blood is with Masechet Megillah. With the last page of Masechet Megillah, they went up. I told today in TBC, I spoke yesterday with youth in Elizabeth, in many places here. I believe, I know that you are guys have the same pure soul like these people. But unfortunately, the environment around you takes you away from these priorities in life. It's time to come back to yourself. Come back to God. Come back to your own pure soul, because you are part of the Torah. You are Torah. And I told you that you don't enough to believe in God. You have to believe yourself that you are holy. And to live up to it. And we have to help them. To help these guys. It's very hard to be pure today in our days. When I was young, there was not even TV. I'm not speaking about internet, about lawyer TV. It's much easier than today. We have to help them. And to bring them back. בעזרת השם שנזכה לגאולה שלמה. הרב צודק, you used to tell us, we all of us familiar with that idiom, with the term Siyata Dishmaya. Whatever you sing a song, no? Whatever you do, Siyata Dishmaya, no? Rabbi Triuda told us, listen guys, Loma speak Siyata Dishmaya. It's not enough. יש גם סייאטה לישמיה. תנו עוז לאלוקים. It's up to us. סייאטה לישמיה. To help God. To bring גאולה. בעזרת השם. בקרוב.